The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the past number of weeks have brought to the fore just how reliant we are here on imports for our food security. I think the figure is something like 83% of our fruit and vegetables are imported. So is it time we expand our food growing as a country and indeed as individuals, be it in terms of wider agriculture or allotment set? Mick Kelly is founder of GIY and he joins us now. GIY is grow it yourself. Yeah. Do we need to grow more ourselves, do you think?
Yeah, completely. I mean, as you said in your introduction, I think the events of last week, like throughout it, I was sort of thinking, you know, if we can run out of fuel in whatever it was, 3-4 days,
yeah,
how long would it have, how many more days would it have taken before we started to see shortages on our supermarket shelves? We're disastrously food insecure, actually. And I think you were talking about Leo Varadkar earlier on. He used to say, produce enough food to feed 50 million people. That'd be fine if all they want to consume is beef and dairy,
beef
which
and
is
milk.
Mainly what we're doing.
Yeah, because that's where the emphasis in agriculture is right
now.
And I say this, and it's of absolutely no criticism of farmers, so please don't interpret it as criticism of farmers.
Yeah.
But that line that they're the ones putting food on our shelves, it isn't strictly true. They're beef producers and milk producers, but our shelves are filled with imports. That is the reality.
Yeah, well, as you said, 83% of our veg and fruit, most of the grains that we eat, including all of the wheat for our bread, if you look at the national plate, there probably is some Irish meat on it, and it's very good quality and we're very lucky to have it, but pretty much everything else is imported. So we're hugely food insecure. We're exporting 19 billion euros worth of food. Most of that, 12.5 billion of it, is beef and dairy.
Yeah.
And we're importing about 13 billion. So we're really food insecure.
But is that the modern world that we live in? I mean, the ideas of self-sufficiency you could argue, went with De Valera. That there's an argument, you focus on what you're good at, and then you trade, and we're a trading nation. We're probably the most open economy in the world. You trade and you bring in the goods that are produced elsewhere more efficiently and more cost effectively.
Yeah, well, I mean, growing veg and fruit didn't go out with De Valera. Like back in as recently as the 1990s, we had around 600 commercial veg growers in Ireland. We now have 74.
And what happened to those?
They went out of business because they weren't being paid enough. So I guess the reality is that successive governments, you know, the government policies haven't prioritised domestic food production. They've prioritised export. So, you know, our veg growers, for some reason, best known to government, I guess, is that they're the only sector of agriculture that don't get a universal basic income effectively. So farmers get single farm payments and so on. Veg growers get nothing, like zero zilch.
Because the state or the government has decided they want to put all their emphasis
on export,
beef and dairy.
And then, so
is that because they see more returns in that area?
Yeah, I guess they see it as more strategically important. But I would argue that if you have a part of the national plate that's important to us, and it is, you should also consider that strategically important. The second thing, of course, that happened is supermarkets, the arrival of the multiples, particularly the German discounters and Tesco. We basically started to see these aggressive price promotions around vegetables probably 25 years ago. They started as a Christmas thing. They became a permanent part of the retail landscape. So retailers use vegetables to get you into the shop.
Mm.
And before people come back at you, or you come back at me with, well, we're all in a cost of living crisis.
I know, I get
that. If you plot the price of vegetables actually over that time in the last 25 years, they've only gone up by a very small amount.
I totally accept that. There's something, and it's just one thing that always amazes. Whenever I buy mushrooms, I can never believe how cheap they are.
They're so cheap. I mean, like, how many of your listeners would know how much a bag of carrots is. They probably wouldn't even know because they're so cheap. You don't even...
You can get them for like, you know, 89 cents.
At Christmas, you'll get them for 49 cents. Yeah. So like, we really don't value them. And as a result, we've recently appointed an agri-food regulator who I believe is starting to throw a bit of shade in this space, but not quick enough. We saw about a month ago a carrot grower who had 12% of the national carrot crop went out of business down in Kilkenny, 45 jobs gone. And those carrots, that 12% of the you know what we consume in terms of carrots, that won't be replaced in Ireland.
It won't.
That
will
come in imports again.
Can I ask you, because we're heading up towards the news headlines, can I ask you about allotments? Is there a place for them? I mean, you're not going to get food security from allotments, but I suppose they can help.
They can help. And you know, I would always say we have always been promoting food growing as a way for people to reconnect with food, whether you're, you know, only able to produce 1 or 5 or 10% of the veg you eat. It's still a hugely valuable thing. And I would say to people, look first to your back gardens. Because, you know, the space there, potentially, if you don't have a back garden, absolutely allotments are brilliant. And you know, local authorities need to be responding and making land available for people. Community gardens are also really important because sometimes people take on an allotment and they can, you know, have this massive space that often is sort of biting off more than you can chew. Whereas a community garden is a kind of a collective shared space, including often really underutilized green spaces in housing estates that are just a maintenance hassle. We've seen examples in a couple of cases where, you know, groups in housing estates have come together, put in a polytunnel and some fruit trees and things like that. I think that's a fantastic thing. But above all, what we can grow ourselves at home, amazing, or in allotments, also amazing, really important. But government has got to get involved here, start treating our commercial veg growers and our indigenous growing sector as strategically as important as our exports, and support it with the universal basic income. Give the agri-food regulator to stop retailers from below cost selling, and support. There's, you know, if there's one sort of upside, Shane, it's actually there's lots of new entrants, small scale organic growers selling directly to consumers through veg box schemes and farmers markets. You know, as consumers get out there and support them, and you know, that's the best way we can access really nutritious in-season food.
Okay, Mick, good to talk to you. Mick Kelly there, founder of, do you call it GIY?
GIY.
Okay,
yeah.
Listen, thanks indeed for coming in to us and talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.